Hello and welcome to the teaching podcast of Coastal Community Church, where our mission is to be love in Jesus Christ to the lost and found in our community. For more information about what Coastal is all about, visit sebastianchurch.com. Now please prepare your heart to receive whatever God may have for you in today's sermon.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Hey, welcome to Coastal. Hey, I'm Seth, I'm one of the pastors here, and I want to thank you for worshiping with us this morning. For those of you who are guitarists and you're like, you may be just as distracted as me, I'm like, are you pointing at him? That's good. Did you see that, Pastor Ron? There's somebody, he's new and he plays a guitar. We'll talk later. Okay, so like, I'm like, how many guitars does he have? So I enjoyed this, the show and tell. It was fun. I'm just wondering if maybe April said, hey, you don't need all of those guitars, right? And he's like, yes, I do. And here he is. April would never do that to him, though. So, yes, I know there's more. I've seen. So he needs to give me one. But anyway, so, hey, I'm so happy to get to hang out with you guys today. And, hey, we've been talking about death defeated. And we'll talk today about doubt defeated. Any of you want to just admit, like right at the beginning of the sermon, I got doubts? Anyone? Just my hand is up, okay? So what I'm going to do, this sermon's for me. It's for me today, but I'm going to let you listen, okay? So good? All right, so let's start. Well, a friend was driving erratically. You see, we went to Northwest Florida, and we were hanging out with some friends, brought all our kids up, left the big kids at home to watch the little kids, which is parenting, just wonderful. Like, that's a level of parenting that it's a great level to achieve. Somebody's phone might be ringing. I don't know if you hear it, but I do. All right. Am I hearing things? Somebody's phone?
Yeah. It better be God.
Okay. So some pastors, when they answer, they'll ask to answer the phone. I won't do that to you. So, all right, so we're up there, and we go out on a double date with these friends and leave the kids at home. Hallelujah. And so there's some kids here. You guys can say hallelujah because you get apart from your parents, right? And so we go out, and he's driving crazy. He is a very stable, very kind man. He's a leader in his job, but he's usually very normal. But when he got behind the wheel, there was a different person that I noticed. He drove fast. In fact, I don't know if you've ever driven with anybody, but I really had some issues with the amount of space that was between us and the car in front of us. Have you ever, anybody, just elbow them if they're sitting next to you, okay? And I began to doubt the skills of the person driving. Anybody? My daughter drove me here this morning. Thank God all of us arrived safely, and you were safe too because you were home sleeping by the time I got here. But we got here, and so I'm like, man, I didn't know this side of him, and I'm scared. I'm like, I may or may not have grabbed a hold of the handrail just once or twice and kind of jerked a little. I don't know whether he saw it. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to admit I was scared. But I don't know whether he saw it and he was trying to do this, you know, to mess with me. But as I sat there gripping the handle, it all came back to me. I realized he is a United States F-18, you know, Air Force pilot, okay? I am sitting with a pilot who's used to flying in formation hundreds of miles per hour, you know, reacting in split seconds. And yet I'm afraid. I think we're going to hit the little car in front of us. You know, and I don't know what type of, what your nail gripping moment is right now. But when you say, hey, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to let him drive. But then it feels like you might die or things might go badly. Know that he is perfectly capable of getting you where you need to be safely. There is nothing for you to doubt. There's nothing for you to worry about. You are in capable hands. So this Death Defeated series is all about that. It's about, we started it on Easter Sunday, you know, Death Defeated, Resurrection. I'll put the two and two together for you there, for those who are a little slow. But this is, the fact is that we have the death-defeating power of Jesus living in us. The Bible tells us that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in those who believe. And so when we freak out and we lose faith and we doubt, there's no need, because we have him at the wheel living inside of us. In fact, let's read that key verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Would you read it with me? 3, 2, 1. Notice I didn't give you a chance to start to tell me no. 3, 2, 1. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from yes, you guys got it. Mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Sorry, I messed it up, but you guys kept going. Great job. Week 4, we're talking about doubt defeated. And like I said, this is a sermon for me. I'm going to let y'all listen in. Because sometimes when God drives me places, I want to get out. Can you let me off here, please? I'm scared. I don't like the route we've taken, maybe. I don't like maybe the speed. Usually it's too slow. But sometimes it's faster than I'd prefer. So today, our doubt will be defeated. So how do we do this? Number one, doubt is defeated when you take risks. Now, of course, you're thinking, how will doubt be defeated? If I have doubt, I'm not going to want to take a risk. I'm glad you asked. Your doubt is defeated when you take risks, because this is the only way for your doubt to be defeated. You can only know that you can trust Jesus when you step past the doubts and see him come through for you. If you stay safely where you're at, you'll never get to see him at his best. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 14. This is going to be a good place for you to follow along. If you didn't bring a Pages, buy a paper Bible with you. You can download the YouVersion, YOUVersion Bible app from the App Store, Android, Play Store, whatever device you have. And follow along. Matthew chapter 14, verse 24. It'll be on the screen too. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, which is not a good time to be on the water, Jesus came toward them walking on water. When the disciples saw him on the water, they were terrified in their fear. They cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Now just pause there for a minute and realize he didn't say, "Hey, it's me, Jesus." He didn't say that. Wouldn't that be easier? He didn't say that. He says, "I am here. You ought to know by now my voice. You ought to know my silhouette." He says, "I'm here." Verse 28, then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on water toward Jesus. Now, if you look into the, we won't look at that exact Greek word, but he creek crawled out of the boat. It's not, you look at the, did any of you have flannograph growing up? You went to Sunday school and the oldest lady in the church, you know, with shaky hands is, you know, doing the flannograph stories. They used to tell a story before there were TVs in classrooms, in Sunday school rooms. They would tell a story by putting little cutouts of Bible characters on the screen. And you'd see Peter walking towards Jesus and then, you know, all the beauty of this story coming to life before me. And we lose the significance of this story if we hear it so many times. I heard a few of you giggle a little when they got scared and thought it was a ghost. You guys were making fun of Peter and the disciples because they didn't have as much fear, right? Of course, we know the story. We know it's Jesus who's walking out to them in the midst of the storm. But do you recognize Jesus in the midst of the storm when he's walking toward you and you're terrified? The disciples were in trouble, it says. Doubt almost always creeps in when you're in trouble. Doubt doesn't creep in when everything's, all the bills are paid and things are going great and you're, you remember back in the days when we used to get a, what do you call that when you have a mortgage and then the other part that's with your mortgage and then you get a, that. Remember those days when we used to get a refund on our escrow? I don't, like 08, I don't know. You know, like those days you're like, wow, new money, look at all this, right? When you go file your taxes and they're like, you know what? You don't owe the government owes you. Like after that, you're like, you don't doubt a whole lot at that moment. You know why? Because you're like, I got this. You can handle this. Doubt creeps in when you don't got this. Doubt creeps in when you don't know what's next. I want us to just realize that this passage takes place right after Jesus feeds 5,000. It's actually like maybe closer to 7,500 to 10,000 because it's 5,000 men plus women and children. And it's like he just did a big miracle there. And so many of us, we get in this complacency where, hey, God did that in the Bible times, but we're here in 2024. And yet the disciples are in the water mere hours after seeing the power of Jesus. And they're like, well, Jesus, he just did that in the mainland. We're out here in the sea. Is his power still at work over here that was at work over there or now as it was back then? John Ortberg wrote a book. We may have it in our library. I don't know. John Ortberg wrote a book, and it's titled, If You Want to Walk on Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat. You can't walk on water and stay in the boat. And for so many of us, we're missing out on what Jesus wants us to do because we don't have enough guts to go over the side of the boat and jump into the water. Peter's a little crazy, though, right? Who says, hey, if it's you, tell me to come out to you? Well, if it isn't, if it really is a ghost, isn't he going to be, ooh, yes, come? And then there goes Peter, right? He's crazy. I don't think Peter was asking if. I think he's like, hey, if you're really who you say you are and as powerful as you say you are, tell me, and I'll come. Because they're in trouble right now inside the boat, and he's thinking, well, we might as well try it. Finally, he realizes that he has enough faith. And he says, I'm going to jump. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to jump out of the boat. How many of you, are you ready? Tell your neighbor, I'm going to jump. Good thing we're not in an airplane. I'm going to jump. Don't take it out of context. I'm going to jump. The same thing happened in first service. I give you, I'm going to jump. Okay, those are three words, and y'all are still talking amongst yourselves. Last week, it was all I could do to get you to pay attention the whole sermon. I'm sweating through my shirt shouting at y'all. But now, right now, you're just talking it up. Well, let's get back to business here. Jesus says, all right, so Peter says, Peter says, I'm going to jump. And Jesus says, do it. He says, come. Jesus says, let's go. He says, let's go. Let's walk on the water together. He says, come. And just as that, I didn't tell you to repeat that. Just as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 31, come to me and I will give you rest. Right? These guys are tired. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will defeat your doubt. But first, you've got to be willing to take a risk. Take the risk. Get out of the boat. As long as you hear Jesus saying, come, the risk is all in your head. Jesus is the one saying, come. The voice of whoever is telling you, you'll drown, you'll never make it, that's not from Jesus. Doubt is defeated when you take risks. Number two, doubt is defeated when you cry out to Jesus. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out his hand, reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? Doubts multiply when we pay too much attention to the wind and the waves. When you start looking around and you see things not going the way that you would prefer, doubts go crazy. There's levels of doubt, right? There's grab the handle on the door doubt. There's put up your hand, you know, when they're too close to the person in front of you. And they're screaming, right? Doubt. You know, have you ever done that when your kids are learning how to drive? Not me, because my kids drive amazing. Why are you yelling? I thought we were going to die. And so what happens here is that Peter cries out to Jesus. It says in verse 31, it says, save me, Lord, he shouted. So it's easy to live full of faith on Sunday, get rid of all the doubts on Sunday. We're here at church, music, you know, again and again, oh, you know, and then you're singing it, man, you're believing it. And then tomorrow your friends act stupid, right, or leave you, abandon you. Your boyfriend goes with somebody else. Your coworkers act stupid. You know, whatever it is, will you continue to take a step of faith towards Jesus in the midst of those scenarios? And sometimes when our doubt gets the best of us, like, we have the opportunity to cry out to Jesus and have our doubt defeated because he answers and rescues. It says Jesus immediately grabbed him. Another translation says he caught him. It says he caught him. So no matter how you're feeling, like doubts sometimes make you feel like you're falling, Jesus can catch you. He can catch you no matter what. He can catch you. And the words of Jesus actually sting a little. You of little faith. That's not a compliment. Like, we were doing so good there, you took a few steps. You of little faith. This Greek word, I don't think it's on the screen, but I'll let you try and say it. You have to be careful. Oligopistos. Okay, be careful. Be careful. Oligopistos. It's two words in one. Oligos, which is little, and pistis, which is faith. It's really very literal, right? Very little faith. Other translations say not enough faith. In other words, you didn't have enough faith to pass the test of the moment. You had the opportunity, but you fell. This word also, if you look it up, uses the word in the definition, this word, incredulous, which I had to Google because I don't use that word every day. It basically means you don't believe anything. It's like the opposite of gullible. And when you are doubting and when you are drowning, we often doubt everything. We doubt everyone. we get into a very difficult and unhealthy state. But Jesus actually, he gets right to the root of the problem. He says, Peter, why do you have little faith? And then he says this, why did you doubt me? He didn't say you have little faith. Why did you doubt whether or not you had the skill and the capacity to walk on water with me? No. He said, why did you doubt me? When we hear it like that, we realize that the source of our doubt is not that we doubt ourselves. It's that we're doubting the death-defeating power at work in ourselves. Jesus himself. This brings us to our next point, number three, which is always the most favorite point. Doubt is defeated when you know who Jesus is. Peter believed enough to leave the boat. He believed enough to get out of the boat, to step towards Jesus. He believed enough as he took steps towards him, but then he forgot who he was walking towards. He forgot who it was who was saying to him, come. He forgot who it was that he got out of the boat for. Doubt can never be defeated when we believe more in our weakness than we do in Jesus. Doubt can never be defeated when we believe more in our weakness than we do in Jesus. Peter believed more in his weakness than he did in Jesus' power. I want you to read the facts of this passage carefully. At this moment, there's wind and waves, right? We're here. Peter got rescued. Wind and waves, they calm down after he's rescued, right? But for the last 6 hours, there were wind and waves. This isn't a new situation. In fact, when they were afraid, they were terrified. At the very beginning of this passage, it said they were terrified. They were terrified because of the wind and waves. And Jesus coming out to them looked like a ghost. When Jesus said, come, and Peter jumps out of the boat, when he says, I'm going to jump in, the wind and waves were there. He looks out. The wind and waves are present, but all he sees is Jesus. But something happened. He takes 3, maybe 4 steps. I don't know. He's walking on water, it says. He established that. And then it says he noticed the wind and waves. They were there all along. But he took his eyes off Jesus and put them on the wind and the waves. Doubt will overcome us when we give more attention to our problems than our protector. We begin to sink when we have more faith in the storm to destroy us than Jesus to protect us. And so we begin to sink. Faith is defeated when we know who's with us in the storm. I want to go back to Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. But Jesus spoke to them at once. This is at the beginning. Don't be afraid, he said. Take courage. I am here. There's a lot there in just those last 3 words. I am here. That's one of the most calming things you can hear Jesus say. I'm here. Whatever's going on, the wind, the waves, everything, I am here. But it's more powerful than that. The first 2 words of that 3-word phrase is I am. And that is actually 1 word. And if we rewind a little bit, all throughout the Bible, that those 2 words were meant to draw us back to everything God had done in the past. I am. I point your attention to Exodus chapter 3:14. Moses is doubting his ability to go to Pharaoh and ask for the Egyptians to release his people, the Israelites, so that they can go free from 400 years of slavery. He says, I can't do it, I can't do it. God replies to Moses in 14. God replied to Moses, I am who I am. You notice? Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent you, has sent me to you. In verse 15, it identifies that I am is the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So in these two words, he says, I am here. Well, he doesn't say, hey, it's me, it's Jesus. He says, I am here, meaning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is present with you now. The God who liberated the Israelites from Egypt is here now. The God who patiently rescued the Israelites all throughout the Old Testament and sent a Savior for you to be rescued is here. I am here. 6 hours of paddling and struggling and straining. And this is the moment that God decides, Jesus says, now's the time I'm going to defeat your doubt. Doubt is very rarely defeated when you've had a good night's sleep and everything's just right. But we get into this moment. I don't know if you've ever been into Indian River paddling something when a storm creeps up and you're now pushing against the wind and the waves. And you start looking at the shoreline. If you've ever been there, you're paddling as strong as you can, as fast as you can, and sometimes the shore is moving the wrong direction because you're not making any headway. And even when you are, sometimes it's just barely moving. That's the situation. Sometimes your life feels like that, I know. Those are the moments Jesus loves to show off if you're willing to get out of the boat. Because of who he is, you can trust him. Verses 32 and 33 of Matthew 14, it says, when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. They knew who he was, and their doubt was defeated. When Jesus calms your storm, make sure you don't forget who he is. I want to pray over you. Some of you are going through difficult situations right now. Would you stand with me? I want to pray over you. As Ron is playing, I want to invite you. Is there anyone who would have the guts to come forward and allow us to pray over you with your doubts in full view? We want to pray over you. There's nothing to be ashamed of here, Dr. Webb. We're here to pray over everyone and anyone who's struggling. There's no need to strain at the oars by yourself. We got people here who are here to help. Is there anyone else? If there's someone in your aisle that's kind of, you want to go for it, just nudge with an elbow, maybe walk forward with them. Jesus is here. I am here. Whatever problems you're going through, the God of the universe, the God who created the universe, you have all those resources if you'll just reach out to him. Maybe there's someone here who hasn't put their faith in Jesus and this is all new. And so I invite you to take that step this morning. If not coming forward, sitting at your seat or praying there at your seat. God sent his son to come into whatever storm you've gotten yourself into, to walk out onto whatever tumultuous wind and waves that you're in the middle of and to rescue you. Would you cry out to him now? If this is for you, you're saying, I want to put my faith in Jesus for the first time today. He loves you right where you're at. He loves you. You can be the worst sinner, And Jesus loves you anyway. He loves sinners like me, and he loves sinners like you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. He sent his only son to die to release you from the guilt of your sin, not to condemn you. So it's for that reason I want to invite you to pray with me, whether up here or at your seat. And those who've already prayed this prayer, would you pray it along with me to make those who are praying for the first time feel more comfortable? We're going to ask Jesus, we're going to admit that we've sinned, we're going to believe that he can rescue us, and we're going to commit to make him the boss of our life. Pray this with me. Dear Jesus, I admit that I've sinned. I believe that you have rescued me. And I commit to make you the boss of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you were blessed by today's teaching. We would love to connect with you, and here are some ways you can connect with us. You can submit a prayer request, find a life group, or check out some of the upcoming events at sebastianchurch.com/go. Join us here again for the next episode.